And now as you send energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra and back down again and around in a vortex forming, see that vortex or think that vortex is forming. Feel yourself now, your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex and into it and into it. And then your exit point is your third eye center. So you're now in your third eye or your middle of your forehead, looking out through that third eye as a window, a doorway out into the astral realm, the astral world. Let yourself now exit through as a little ball of light, as your conscious knowing self. Find yourself in the room, wherever you are, and then turn around and see your physical body laying or sitting there. That, as always, is an exercise in realizing that you are not your physical body. You are connected, but you are not your body. You are separate from your physical body. Your conscious knowing self. And then allow yourself to feel a little bit of movement in your astral body. And if you have not already given it some sort of form to make it you, whether it looks exactly like your physical body or your ideal of your physical body or whatever you want to give it, give your astral body some form and make it you, however you see as you. Then become aware of your Merkava or Merkava light vehicle, your light body. Those of you that may be new to this, you all have a Merkava. You all have your light body. You can see that as a six-pointed or a three-dimensional six-pointed star, or a dual tetrahedron. And let yourself now move into that Merkaba, as if you were moving into a small ship, which in reality, that is what it is. Your light body vehicle. Move into it, make it yours. Feel it surrounding you. Feel it protecting you. You may become aware of lights, different colored lights all around you, perhaps spinning of the Merkaba around you. And as a point of reference, it often can help if you saw the movie Contact, exactly like that vehicle in the movie is what your Merkaba can be like. Now let yourself begin to rise upward in your Merkaba, higher and higher, up into the sky, and up above the Earth's atmosphere. You can turn around now and look down and see the Earth and your physical body way down there. Now also become aware not only of the ships that are out here, but all of the other Merkabas that have joined you, that are now out here as well. Feel all of you in your light bodies now coming together as one unit, as one central source of light. All of you in your Merkaba light vehicles coming together, merging as one. From all different parts of the world, wherever you come from, just come together in this one place above the earth. You'll know where it is. Just come together, join together, form one huge Merkaba. not only this group, but many other groups as well, joining also, even if they may not be consciously aware of doing so. Their higher selves, their higher God selves are directing this, coming together as one huge ball of light, shining high above the earth, one light body. You may also all be aware of all of the ships and the planets here in the solar system and the sun. Let your visualization now take you through the sun, as the gateway through the sun, out into the galaxy. Let your vision take you further and further out into the galaxy and beyond the galaxy, through the central sun of the galaxy, out into the many millions and billions of galaxies beyond. All of the central suns of all of those galaxies, all the way to the central sun of the universe. Feel the energy now of this source, this God source of this universe, creative source, the one beingness. As you feel the energy, also feel it connected to you as well. You are this source. You are one with this source. You came from this source. Now see a beam or a pillar of light coming from this source, going down through all of the central suns, connecting to all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, all of the central suns of all of the solar systems within the galaxies, and finally down through the central sun of your galaxy, down into the solar system through the central sun of your solar system, through all of the ships, all of the cosmic beings. Know that all of the planets and suns and stars, all are ensouled by beings. All are life forms. Just as you are ensouling your physical body, so too are they ensouling their bodies. Now this energy all the way down to the earth, striking the earth. But I want you now to see the solar flash, as it has already happened at the higher vibrational dimensions. See it now happening, coming through your sun. See your sun in an explosion of light, a flash of light. And all people on the earth look up at that same time and see this great flash that has been spoken of in your Bible, where all will see the flash across the planet at the same time, in the same moment. And it will last for moments, even longer. You may see it as waves of color coming to the earth, but colors like you have never seen coming through the clouds, penetrating through the clouds, coming down to the earth, and you see now this wave of energy approaching the earth, then moving across the planet. You can even see it approaching you wherever you are, wherever you might be at that time, occurs not at the three-dimensional level, but in the higher vibrations, which you will have then attained. And be ready for this experience. See the wave now moving across the planet. To see it both from the vantage point of being on the surface of the planet as well as up in your Merkava light vehicle high above. Seeing it all taking place from two perspectives at once. It's spreading consciousness, higher vibratory frequency, raising the frequency, and changing the timeline once and for all into one timeline. One that will continue on. You will then be creating your new golden age of Gaia, just as you are doing now. See creation coming alive across the planet. See plants. Flowers and trees blooming as if it were spring, no matter what time of year it is. See it as the spring blossoms. Feel the love incarnate as the light passes across the planet, enveloping everything in its light, in its love, bringing higher consciousness with it. And along with this light, see it imbuing, moving into your bodies, your physical bodies, and changing and shifting your central nervous system in those moments. Feeling yourself come alive as you have never felt before. Or that many of you will begin to remember that you have felt it before. You have had this experience before. Maybe long, long ago. Many of you will come to these remembrances. You will remember who you are, the totality, the fullness of who you are, and will indeed truly be awakened in these moments. See how everyone now, all humanity, is coming together as one. Maybe you see everyone shaking hands, hugging, feeling the aliveness of the moments following the solar flash. Or as some call the event, or the changeover. Many of you into the future will remember this changeover, will remember the day the flash occurred, will remember the days as the stars fell from the sky, the galactics returned to the planet, brothers and sisters from the stars. Now let yourselves begin to return back into your Merkaba-like vehicles, spirit-like bodies, coming back down to the earth, to your physical body. Have your Merkaba surround your physical body now as you merge back in with your physical form. Your astral back into your physical form. Connect it all back in. Tuck it all back in. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Aramda. It has been some time since I have been with this group, coming through this channel, through my beloved brother. I am here in these moments to assist you in understanding all that is going on in the world today, in your world. In your created world. Yes, you are the ones that have created this world. Even though there is seeming chaos throughout, and you would say, I would not create that chaos, you have. You have at very deeper levels within you. For all of you are one. All of you that are of the light, and all of those that are of the seeming darkness still, are all one together. You are one humanity. And as one humanity, you are coming back together again. Even though it appears now that there is this great division, this great divide. And yes, indeed, in your reality it is. But in our reality, looking down at this situation, we see this great divide bringing a great awakening to all. Because in order to have order within the universe, within your universe, there first needs to be the chaos. So you must allow this process to continue. Even though many of you are becoming quite upset, this channel that we speak through as well, becoming disillusioned, that all is not happening as you want it to. And indeed, it is not happening as you want it to, but it is happening as it must happen now. There must be this entire breakdown before you can have the total breakthrough. This must happen, and it is happening, and it is leading you. As many, many more continue to awaken, because many more are seeing this great divide now. They are understanding, not as you do about timelines, but they are understanding that mankind must come together. And many more are realizing that fear is not the way they want to live their lives. Many are programmed and continue to be programmed. That is something that you yourselves cannot change. Although you can do all you can to spread the light, you can do all you can to spread education here and there, wherever it is called for. But you cannot change them. You cannot bring them out of the darkness and into the light. You can only show them the light. And if they are ready, they will be attracted to your light. That is how the world is changing. That is how the collective consciousness of man is changing. And you must allow for this process. So allow yourselves to become upset. Allow the anger to rise at times. But control that anger. control it so that it does not interfere with another, does not interfere in their space if they are not ready. You call yourselves light workers and light warriors. There is a difference between the two. Many of you are workers. You are working within yourselves to raise the energies within you, to find yourselves in higher vibrational frequencies more and more. And you are working hard at this, at working with the light within you. But then there are others of you that are becoming the warriors of light. You are taking Michael's sword and you are sharing the truth of his sword to all that will open up to it. And you are the warriors of light. And there is nothing to say that one is better than the other, but it is just what it is in the moment. One moment you will be a worker, and the next you will become a warrior of light. And you will be ready to share that truth when the opportunity arises. Just as we are warriors of light, and we share the opportunities with you whenever we can. So be the worker. Be the warrior, be in the light community, but allow for the process to continue. As you have heard many times, trust the plan, for the plan is working out exactly as it needs to in every given moment. And if you, all of you, find yourselves in the moment, then you will not become quite so frustrated. You will not become quite so angry, because you will be in the moment. And in that moment of neutrality, you can neither be angry or satisfied. You can just be, the capital B-E, in that moment. Be who you are. That is all anyone of us or any that work with you are asking of you. Just be who you are and be the best that you can possibly be in those moments. And continue to lead up to the great event, to the solar flash, the changeover that is approaching, even as the new dawn is approaching, the new dawn of the golden age of Aquarius is approaching. But you are the ones that are bringing it forward. Always remember that. We are here with you at all times, even though you cannot see us, even though there are not times when you sense us. But even then yet, there are times when you sense us. But you doubt of our reality. We are as real as you are. And when times are right, when the frequencies have risen enough, we will certainly be here with you in person at a physical level for you to reach out and touch. Even more than that, to have a long, long desired hug. We have missed you. Just as we know you have missed us, we, your brothers and sisters from the stars. All of my peace and love be with all of you. I am Aramda. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here. We are here. Sasana is here. We are ready for your questions, and we hope that we have the answers for you. But before we do so, we wish to share, as Ramda has given, just be yourselves. It is very important for you to be who you are and not try to be something that you are not. Do not be concerned if you feel you are not doing all that you can do or making a difference everywhere. You are making a difference just by being who you are, and that's what you have to come to remember. Yes, there are those warriors of light, as Aranda has spoken of, as Archangel Michael has certainly spoken of, as Sananda has spoken of, and many have also spoken of, to be the warriors of light. But also, just be, again, who you are. If you wish to sit back and be a worker of light within yourself, then do so. There is no shame in doing that, and certainly never feel any guilt that you are feeling like you are not doing enough. You are doing all that you can do in the moment. And in the next moment, who knows, you might become that warrior. You might decide to raise Michael's sword of truth and share it with others. That will be up to you, but it will be in the moment. And that's what you have to come to understand. Just be in the moment. Do not focus on the past. Do not hold on to the past. Do not only look toward the future, but be in the moment. And the future, if you are being in the moment, the future will be exactly as you are creating it in those moments. Okay, we are ready now for your questions here. Do you have questions for one who serves in Shoshana?
Yes, one who serves. This is Melinda. I know you could, we don't talk dates, but I would just like for you to answer in mathematical percentages how far into the photon belt we are.
We would say that you are directly into the middle of the photon belt at this point. You have come through a great deal moving through, and you have moved much into the area of the center of this belt. That is what we can tell you without percentages. But you must understand that it is also dependent on collective consciousness of not only man, but of the entire solar system here, you see. So everything that is being directed here on the Earth, that is occurring here on the Earth within the collective consciousness of man, is also affecting the entire solar system, okay? And even beyond that, into the galaxy. So you are directing where you are in relation, as you are saying here, in terms of the photon belt here. Okay, Shoshana?
We do not wish to share on this.
Very good. Does this answer your question?
Well, yes, and I get this visualization of we're in this, we're in a spaceship sailing through the photon belt, and a negative energy slows us down and a positive energy speeds us up, so light workers, light warriors, we have work to do. And it does start with building that inner peace within ourselves, and but obviously, we've got a lot of negativity to overcome on this earth. So, thank you for the answer. You know, middle is where I want to be. So that's good. Thank you very much.
Yes, you have to understand that because of where you are in relation to this, and also many cosmic changes that are also occurring at this time. This is why you are having the gamma light that is coming to the planet here at this point. And again, it is directed by the consciousness of man here as to how much light can come through and how much needs to be held back as well. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, would there be other questions here?
Rita, go ahead, honey.
That's okay. I would like to continue this question. When we do go through the complete photon belt, where are we at then? Is that when the event possibly would happen at that time? Or what is the reason for us to go through the complete photon belt?
First of all, you know we cannot answer that question in terms of your time frame here, in terms of how it affects that of the solar flash or the event. We cannot that directly. But we can speak in terms of, again, the collective consciousness and how that is moving your entire solar system along here in this respect. And the one who asked the question previously is correct in terms of the dark forces attempt to hold this back, hold this movement back, not only physical movement in this sense, but also emotional and mental movement as well here, in terms of creating more and more programming as they are attempting to do here, and holding people to their programming, holding people to their fear, which is that programming, which is the matrix here, you see. So if you are going to become free of the matrix, you must let go of the programming, you must let go of the fear. And more people across the planet need to let go of this fear. And wherever you can, and we would suggest this, wherever you can, in the moment, become those warriors of light, where it is called for. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share. Do you wish for us to share our perspective on this, dear sister?
Oh, yes, please do.
Dear sister, the path that the planet is traversing is a chaotic path. The photon belt is a chaotic path. It creates an enhancement to those that participate in the path. It can create a negative enhancement of consciousness, and it can create a positive enhancement of consciousness. What happens is where the being is in terms of its own path will be the consequence of the path of traveling this photon belt. So you see, if your path is love, dear sister, as we find you, then the path of the Earth through the photon belt will create a great enhancement of that love beyond recognition of most. You will feel it in every cell of your body and every cell of your multidimensional being. As you traverse this path, if the being traversing this path along with the planet is a negative being, that too will be enhanced. Namaste.
Thank you so much. I am a warrior. There's no doubt about it. I'm the warrior of light.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, Rita. Okay. Thank you, Rita. It's Susan. I have a question. One who serves in Shoshana. Many months ago, it was probably 3, 4, or 5 months ago. I'm not sure if it was Saint Germain or one of the other amazing people that speak to us through James said that there's going to be an imminent announcement or announcements which would likely start the dominoes falling. They said it was very, very close to being announced. I don't know if those announcements have been made. I haven't heard anything. I wondered if it's been on hold because of this silly pandemic or the false race riots. but they did, I think it was Saint Germain many months ago, said an announcement is imminent. Can you tune into what's happening with that, please?
Yes. We can tell you it was Saint Germain, and it was not many months. It was approximately 1 month ago. And it was speaking of announcements that are coming, and one particular announcement that would seem to be of greater importance, we would say. But it is also a series that are building up to that. That is already in process here. When that announcement will come, we cannot give directly. If the term imminent was used, that, of course, is relative to who is giving it in terms of what our soon is compared to your soon. You have to understand that. And it is something, though, that is building here. And it is building, and it will come at the opportune time when the frequencies have risen enough so that more and more across the planet, and we speak of the entire planet, not only this country, but the entire planet can understand and appreciate what is coming through. At this time, right now, as you are in, you could not have this type of an announcement. But when the frequencies are right, as we have said, it will be given here. And it will likely come from your President Trump at this point here. So it is coming, and other announcements leading up to this as well. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We can share on this.
Yes.
Your sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, when we hear a question asked, we are always curious as to why the being is asking. May we ask why you are asking?
Yes, yes. Because, dear goddess sister Shoshana, I am a light warrior. I'm getting very tired. I have a mission. I'm a light warrior, a light truth seeker. I'm having a hard time with the unfairness. And so I'm growing tired. And I just was hoping that it still is on the way and that we have not missed it. And it's imminent.
Dear sister, we would like to share further our perspective.
Yes.
May we share?
Yes.
We have already put ourselves in your mind, so we know your answer. We just needed it to be confirmed for all that are listening. Dear sister, what is most important here is that you settle into your mission. That you realize the importance of who you are, that you continue to participate in your mission and accept it. You see, you are placed in a situation in time because of who you are and the choices that you have made as a soul to participate. You must settle with this, you see. It does not matter what the announcement is. What matters is that you become who you are in every moment and remain in the eye of the storm, regardless of what is going on around you. You see, that is the mission of all light warriors, to remain in the eye of the storm and still participate in their mission in a neutral way to uplift humanity. We find that you are doing that, but what we find is that you must settle your auric field as you draw the energies of many around you into your own field that creates an unsettlement, you see. So we will ask you to accept your mission, listen carefully to your higher self, and do exactly what you need to do to become fully the light warrior that you are. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, dear one. Dear one.
Yes.
This is Lorelai. We were talking earlier about this dilemma of getting activated or triggered by being frustrated or angry at what's going on out there. So when I was about maybe 15 to 20 years ago, I had used a lot. At that time, I was it was in a relationship, and my former husband was alcoholic. And I had learned the serenity prayer, and I had used that a lot. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and so on like that. I'm just wondering, do you know of some particular statement we can make when we are going to those places where we don't want to go, of frustration and anger? Is there some similar kind of a statement we can make that would typically pull us out of that space?
What we would say to you is, it is one is not for everyone. So whatever we would give here would not be necessarily for everyone. So what we would suggest is what Shoshana has already said here, and listen to your higher self. Listen to the guidance coming from your higher self. So ask that question within yourself, because then it is focused predominantly on you and what you need to do or not do in this whatever situation comes up. That is the best advice we can give here, rather than give a direct quote or affirmation or whatever that would seemingly work for everyone when it is not meant to do that here. Ask for your own affirmation or your own guidance to assist you in various situations that come up for you. Okay, Shoshana?
Okay.
We can share. May we
please.
Share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we are going to pose a question. What if the stirring of these emotions that are seemingly negative are causing you and others to participate more fully in their mission? What if the stirring of these emotions are your higher self's idea? And that to prompt you to participate more fully, you must feel these emotions. What if that were true?
Oh, that's pretty. but then how? What about this whole thing of us wanting to be in the 5D space of the ascension from the ascended masters kind of way? So how does that work?
We can share further.
Yeah,
if we may.
Mm-hmm.
We will pose a question. What if the participation in these stirring emotions that create a desire to participate more fully in your mission here is the impetus to rise you to fifth dimension? What if that were true?
Okay, then. All right, then. I'll accept that. Okay.
Can we share further?
Yeah, please.
What is necessary here in the higher consciousness of each being that pursues higher consciousness is to use the stirring of these emotions for the good of all, for the upliftment of humanity. And each of you know when you are doing this, and each of you know clearly when you are not. You see, emotion is purposeful here. So you must not curtail the emotion. You must use it to rise in consciousness. Namaste.
Yes, you can use your emotions to propel you into higher vibrational frequencies.
That is what we are saying.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
As always, here. Would there be other questions here? Anything further before we move to your email question?
I have one question.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. How are you?
Yes.
My gifts, or whatever you want to call them, they're opening up, but they're opening up slowly. And I was wondering if there's any way that you know to make this happen faster. I guess we're all feel like we've been waiting. Like for the announcement, you know, and everything else. I'm actually enjoying the ride now. But wanted to see if you had any suggestions. Thank you.
Very good. We would say to you that why would you want your gifts, as you are saying, your psychic abilities and these things, to speed up? Are you? And our question then would be, are you ready for this? That is what you must ask deep within yourself. Are you really ready to have some of these gifts come back to you that you had long ago and that are returning slowly, as you say, but if they come too fast, are you ready for it? And even more importantly, are those around you ready for it?
Okay.
You see?
Good one.
That is why for many of you, most of you, it will take the solar flash, the event, to happen before the full ramifications or the full remembering of these gifts will come here. You see?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Shoshana?
We wish to share. May we share our perspective?
Please do.
Dear sister, we know that you have come a long way. You have worked hard, and your consciousness has raised exponentially as you traverse the path of the light warrior. What we would say is that there is no waiting for anything unless you wish to participate in the constraints of third dimensional concept of time. You see, there is no time. There is no waiting. There is simply doing. There is simply participating in your own mission in each and every moment that you breathe, that you participate in this particular life, you see. We would advise, and you gave us permission, we would advise that you settle into your mission, that those that try to pull you from your mission is the chaos that you feel in your life. Those that wish to talk you out of it, you see. You are on the exact right path, and you are a light warrior, and you must begin now to live in each and every moment and not participate in waiting for anything. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there further questions yet? Then we move to your email question. Is the one Linda there? No?
Sorry, I was muted.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Thank you. The first question is about a dream that this person had about being in other realities and helping people, and they're asking for clarification and more information about that journey, that dream.
Yes. Of course, not looking at the specific dream here, but looking at it from a collective point of view, Many of you are having these types of dreams of moving into other realities. And what have we been saying for some time now? You are moving into other realities. It is not as you grew up to believe what your dreams were, or your ideas from Freud, or any of these other things of the speaking of dreams in a certain sense of very difficult to understand and all of this. It is not that. It is you are moving into other realities. You are playing in those other realities and experiencing being in those realities, those multidimensional self realities of who you are, you see. And it appears that sometimes when you go into these realities that are very similar to what you have in your reality here, maybe with some differences, or it is something completely different from what you have. But they are indeed other realities, other multidimensional realities that you are experiencing where you may be helping others. Many of you are assisting the Alliance without even knowing that you are doing it in your dream state. You are helping those of the archangels to combat the darkness in various places here, in those other dimensional realities. You are doing this each and every night. In those cases, you are the warriors of light, you see, and without even knowing that you are doing it. Sometimes you come back with the memories of some of it, and it is meant for you to do this. And you will come more and more to more vivid memories of your realities in these dream states. That is coming for many of you, and it is happening more and more now. So be ready for more vivid dreams to be a part of your everyday expression here. Shoshana?
Yes, we would like to share on this. All that one who serves has given, we would wish that we had said this, as this is so accurate. What we would like to say to all that are listening to this call and possibly reading the words that will be translated, that dream is a third dimensional concept. To create this idea that you are in a fantasy, it is a third dimensional program to make the beings of Earth think that they are imagining these things in their dreams and they are not real, when it is just the opposite. It is so laughable, you see. A dream is not a dream. It is an adventure. It is purposeful. It is there to teach each one of us what our mission is. And it helps us to understand the multidimensionality of our existence, that we are not tied to this planet as a human, you see. It is meant to teach us that we are free to experience any level, any dimension that we wish to reach by stopping the third dimensional mind from harnessing only one reality. Namaste.
Very good. And the other question you have?
Yes, this other person says they often use the phrase, "My spirit family walks with me," and is asking if that is a good idea to say when she feels alone.
Of course, for this one who is saying this, it is a wonderful, because it is, has come from her higher self here that brings this to her. And it is something that everyone can say if they wish, and if it has meaning to you, if it resonates within you. But one thing is not for everyone, you see. So we cannot give a, that's why we say in the earlier question here, we cannot give a blanket answer for everyone. Everyone must go within themselves into their higher self and ask for what can be given here. But also know that at every given moment in all of your life and all of your previous lives, all of your existence, you have never been alone, you see. You have always had those guides, those ones with you, and of course your higher selves with you, and they have always been there to guide you. So you are never, ever alone. Not for one second are you alone. Unless, and here is the only unless here, unless you ask to be left alone. And that is sometimes that you do, and we gave this to the James some time ago when he said, would you all please leave me alone? He wasn't talking necessarily to us, but he was talking in general. And we said, okay, we leave you alone. And for a very short time, we did. And he would not want to experience that again, you see. He has not shared this with anyone previously, but we share this because it is apropos for the moment here, for those of you to know that you are never alone unless you ask for it. Okay? Shoshana?
We will concur with all that has been given, and we wish for all of humanity to understand what those words mean, that no one has ever been alone, and the earth was an experimentation in separation, and those that recognize that it was an experiment, that it was not meant to disrupt the continuation of the soul's journey, have discovered that they are not alone, that it was simply a program running that was meant for all to understand that this trigger was to awaken them, to understand that there really is no separateness. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done with questions here for the time. And Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We will say to all that we are so proud to participate in your journeys, and that we are so honored to be allowed to give information. And we love each and every one of you beyond your recognition of what love is. Namaste.
Very good. And we wish to give what the James would call a plug in here for your next advance, because it is so important that you participate in one way or another here. Part of this, because there is going to be so much that will be given at this that has not been previously given here. And we have given a little bit of this to the James, but not much yet. So we would say it is not something that you want to not be a part of, because of the changes that are happening now in the world and how it relates and how this next advance will relate to these changes. We cannot tell more on this now at this point, but we will give more to the James as it comes closer here. And be ready for a great awakening within yourselves. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be
Shanti.
The one.